Here's a thought I'll title, Solving a Non-Existing Problem. And what I'm getting at here is camera manufacturers and the features they're building into cameras these days. I can't blame the camera manufacturers for wanting to call our attention to their new features. But have you noticed, at least I've noticed, that more and more and more the new features that they're jumping up and down about and trying to bring to our attention are features I know I'll never, ever use. Is this because I grew up with simple cameras, mechanical cameras, view cameras, and things that were relatively simple machines that didn't require batteries and just had gears and springs? I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But one thing I have noticed that I think is amazing is how many times the new features they brag about have absolutely nothing to do with my photography. It's as though there are always some sort of technological solution that the engineers can dream up that's being offered in the new cameras for non-existing problems. Here's one example. And by the way, I don't mean for this to be restrictive to my cameras and my brand, so hopefully you can extrapolate the principle I'm trying to get across here, even though you may use different cameras. I use Panasonic cameras, Micro Four Thirds cameras. They do everything I need them to do. But one of the big hits on Panasonic Micro Four Thirds cameras is that they use only contrast detect autofocus. They do not have phase detect autofocus, and everybody else in the camera world today uses phase detect autofocus because it's so much better. Okay? That's the theory. So Panasonic upgraded my G9 camera into a G9 Mark II, and in doing so, they introduced phase detect autofocus. It's an expensive camera. It's a neat new feature. It's a technological advancement, and everybody said yay for Panasonic. They've finally added phase detect autofocus. But here's where it gets interesting to me. I have never had a problem with the focus on my G9 camera, the one that does not have phase detect autofocus. It's not like I can look back at my Lightroom catalog and say, gee, here's missed focus here, here's missed focus there. It's a problem. I wish they'd fix it. I've never had a problem with it. Now, maybe that's because I do 99.99% of my work as still photographs. And contrast detect focus works beautifully in still photography. Where there's a bit of a weakness is when you're trying to do videos with autofocus. Phase detect autofocus for video is a definite improvement. And if I shot a lot of videos, I'd probably be jumping up and down with joy. But I don't shoot videos, hardly ever. And when I do, I use manual focus anyway because I don't want the focus to be hunting while I'm recording the video. So the introduction of phase detect autofocus did not add anything to my life had I upgraded my cameras. Matter of fact, they took out a couple of features that I use on a regular basis, which gives me a second incentive to not upgrade. But I understand the manufacturers are trying to include all possibilities for all kinds of photography in their equipment so that there's an incentive to buy their cameras compared to all the other brands' cameras, etc. But the bottom line of that is they keep building into cameras more and more sophisticated technology, which they then have to turn around and charge us more and more to purchase. And ultimately, I think this is bad for photography. Great that the features are there for those who need them. Not great for the fact that cameras have gotten so doggone expensive. My first digital camera, I remember I paid $600 for it. And when it came time to upgrade that to a bigger sensor and a few more features that I really did want and need, I paid $800 for the next digital camera. And then $1,100 for the next digital camera. And I just saw recently that there's a point-and-shoot camera that's now like $4,000. Who's going to buy this? And are they going to get $4,000 worth of better pictures than they would with their old camera, with their iPhone, with yesterday's technology? As long as manufacturers continue to solve non-existing problems for the vast majority of the audience, the more it's going to hurt photography in the long run because the entry barrier of high camera prices, and that's just cameras. The same argument could be said with lenses, with printers, with computers, with software. I won't be surprised at all to see that photography takes a huge step backwards as eventually the consumers just revolt and say, we're not going to pay that. And the manufacturers are going to sell fewer cameras, and there's a risk the industry collapses, and you and I, who are dependent on cameras, find ourselves in a world of hurt, unless we want to pay a huge sum for features we'll never use in cameras that are far more capable than we need. What complicates this issue terribly is the fact that there are so many different kinds of photography being produced these days that it's almost impossible for the manufacturers to design cameras for a specific kind of photography. Instead, it only makes economic sense in the manufacturing end of the supply chain for them to make one camera that does everything. But what that means is it's a more expensive camera for everyone.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.